Back there on the switch panel is a switch that says upper lights, and those should be turned on. There's just ain't enough candles.
Just the lower lights.
They are.
But the upper lights should burn too. Okay.
Did I give you an assignment for today?
No.
Okay, take out I Choose to Believe.
I choose to...
Does anybody have the book entitled Bill Gaither's Greatest Hits?
I
Bill Gaither wrote the song "It's Beginning to Rain" in 1978. And it appears, that's where we heard it before. And it appears in his big, thick $11 book entitled Bill Gaither's Greatest Hits. Look, if I live or die, don't you ever publish a book entitled George Boker's Greatest Hits. I will roll over my grave and throw things from the balcony of heaven. Tantrum lightning or something. Don't! Something that I don't like of that. It just rubs me the wrong way. Bill Gaither wrote "It's Beginning to Rain." Occasionally that man hits one. Occasionally he misses. But occasionally he hits one. Yeah, kind of like a 20-gauge shotgun. Bill Gaither's still alive and still has the greatest hits. Runs a rock band. Oh, they don't call themselves a rock band, but the Gaither Band is...
Yeah, same material. Not what you call yourself, it's what the musicologists call you.
Okay, we learned this one, didn't we?
And so you have it down perfect, right?
And I'm, if someone had it, I would borrow it, the book. But if, you know, a lot of people don't go out and spend $11 for a book. I would. It's cheaper for me to transcribe one song than buy an $11 book for one song.
Try
not to embarrass me. Bill, sing off.
Phil. I was talking about last night. Let's hear Keith. And let's hear Bob. And let's hear Daryl. Why is that even less than Phil? And Rob. And Bob. Were you listening? That's it. Now, all of you together. Common, it's common in sopranos too. out to the same little problem. Alphas don't have that problem. Alphas don't have that problem. But if betas get up very high, they have the problem. So together. Up a half step or up a whole step and back down again. The tendency is to not quite go far enough, and then you come back down too far because you reach for it instead of just take the land, and then you relax back down because, and so the result is flat. Yes. What's common in all parts is if you have a downward scale passage, is to release the fork on the way down. And the result of that is the last pitch will tend to stay. And that's why Sandy gives this. Begin to screech at A flat. But sopranos should not be screeching at F. Now, seconds, you may be a lot more comfortable with E flat. But if you open up and let your head tone go, you can't. It's when you see it on the page that you can feel it. Now, you sing Fs in here all the time in exercise. but you do start to go kind of funny up there because you need to intend the vocal page. Those of you who've had it don't go funny. You can control it.
Now, basically, how do you get some sort of sound up there? One is to support it, and the other is to open up to your head, not reach for it. I choose to believe. You're reaching for the But you, as soon as you tilt your head up, you collapse the shape exactly. Where the baseball is, you collapse that. Of course, you end up dropping it off so fast. In fact, there's an exercise that we do. We haven't done in this class yet because it's always very embarrassing. To get the gentleman to sing in our high register. Now what we do is we call the man in falsetto and have you sing scales down from C above the staff.
It sounds so funny.
Well, what it does is it opens up your headphones. See, if you're good, so you can start down here in the bottom of your range on and just keep on singing up the scale by just opening up and using more headphones and no one knows what to change.
Thank you.
flat out of touch. And it was a suit. You may be seated. Correct. You may take off your sleeping clothes. We never did sing in the key it was written in. We just kept going out. That last, it's written in G, the last key you sing, B, the third above where it's written. Now, tenors can never do that. I'm saying.
But you're being extremely lazy on the upper notes. You're just kind of singing them. Now, this is hanging right around your break. Right at B. B is in your break, and I know that. But you can sing, if you support, right there. Everybody can. Now, some of you may not realize you even have a break. But you do.
Okay. Soprano, I want you to sing the same gumption and support you just heard the other three parts sing.
Oh!
Okay, take out pencil in hand, maybe a pen. Keep this music out. That was much improved, sopranos, obviously. In fact, I'm just curious. That was a half step drop.
Yes. One time, many years ago, back in about 1970,
I guess, 1969 or 1970, the Full Gospel Businessmen Fellowship International of Seattle were invited to hold a service at Plymouth Congregational Church downtown. You know, one of those high steeple, few people type. It's the oval-shaped white one on 6th and University, right by the IBM building. It has a little round chapel. The one in takes a whole city block. You walk in the foyer, it looks like a hotel foyer. It's really nice. I used to study there with Dr. Hansen, and they had the Full Gospel Businessmen held a charismatic meeting for a Sunday service there. That, you know, they're open-minded, I guess. And they got to cooking, the FGBFMI got to cooking, and they started singing a chorus and started an On Jericho March. Only this On Jericho March went right out the front doors of the church, went around the block, down past Benihana, Tokyo, and around past the IBM building, up the hill, and back down into the foyer and into the sanctuary. Well, they pre-planned it. This was not spontaneous. Because they were equipped with a radio-equipped microphone. And a receiver for that microphone was placed at the organ console for the organist. And he had to keep playing the whole time they were going around the block. And so he had to follow them into their assorted keys. So that when they came back through the sanctuary doors, he was playing in the key that they were singing in. And he said they meandered all over the map, but when they came in, they were in a key that he could play in. And that was an organ like ours that you can just pull out a knob and tweak it to whatever they're at. It was one that has pipes, and you have to get up there with files and shave the tops off, you know. Or sheet metal shears or something and fix it that way. So that was real unique, kind of like what we just did today. Well, anyway, we're going to put the vowels down on this, and they are A-E. A-E, you know how to sing an I sound. We talked about that before. Oo, oo, e, e. I, oo, oo, e, e. These are very interesting and difficult vowels. A, short U. A, short A. Oops, that's I missed the I, short I. Study in shorts here. E, I, A, I, A. Possible, A. Impossible is actually a short U sound on the bull sound. It's like bull. Bull in a china shop, which is kind of an O-U sound, but it's a short U sound. Yes, sir, Mr. Duncan? It's ing, not ing. Ing, I. Ing. Ing, I. It's an I sound always. With I, short vowel. God, ah. So, o. I. U, u, e, e. Monsieur. That is going to be the primary cause of flatting. And that is reaching for the note with the throat instead of opening it up. So you take, if you're supporting fine, you can open up and be secure in your pitch. If you're not supporting, as soon as you open up, you're not secure anymore, and a very insecure sound comes out.
Very insecure. If you're using only your throat to hold on to the pitch, it's a very tenuous hold. It's like, imagine, it's like using your index finger and your thumb to hold on to the top of a cliff that you're hanging from. You can't do it. And just the muscles of your pharynx cannot hold a pitch steady. Cannot do it. You've got to hold the pitch steady by supporting the airstream so it is consistent. If it's not supported, the airstream is inconsistent, and those muscles will respond to the fluctuations in the airstream, therefore affecting the pitch. That's the science of it, or the physiognomy of it, physiology of it. I guess it's not physiognomy, physiology. And there's no way of getting around that. That's just the way it works. And you cannot be a good singer that holds onto the pitch with your throat. Only a singer that supports can hold onto a pitch, if you want to have any dynamics at all. And there's a lot of throat singers singing country westerns, but they have no dynamics. They sing one twangy sound, as you will hear at the spring banquet. And we'll talk more about that Wednesday night. Okay, let's see if you can sing these vowels. Now you have them written in front of you.
Now, we have two oohs in a row and two ees in a row. Three times this happens. And the important thing to remember is to maintain the sense of O in those two vowels. Ah, oo, oo, ee, ee. Don't go ah, oo, oo, ee, ee, which is the way you sing. Most of you still sing two and choose like you say it, which is just the way I said it. Two and choose. You make two different sounds in the word. You don't just sing two, you sing two. Two. And there are two sounds. And we don't want two sounds. All right, we want one sound. Okay? You understand? Exactly how this articulated. Sing ye. All right. Now, here we go with this one. I read. Rules. You don't learn the exceptions, but there's dozens of them.
And when you're learning harmony and theory, you learn the rules. But what you find out is you can write a composition completely according to the rules, and it sounds disgusting. And then you begin to analyze the great composers, and their greatest works are exceptions to the rules. But the fundamentals of what they're doing is according to the rules. Great composers, of course, is a misnomer. Shall we say the well-known ones? And when learning proper choral vowel shapes, you learn the rules, and then you learn the exceptions. And the truth of the matter is there is a lot of change of color to vowel shapes. I'm trying to teach you to make every vowel shape the same, so that we're all making the same vowel shape. So we have to settle in on what that vowel shape is going to be. So every time we have a particular vowel shape, we'll always make it that way, until that is so ground into you that you can't alter it. But then, once you have that, then you're ready to actually start to learn how to make music. See? Because what you do is you look at the individual word and you decide what specific color differences it needs. But everybody has to make the same color difference. The problem is everybody has their own color and it's all different. And so there's no consistency in the group and there's no clarity of vowel shape. And everything comes out kind of a muddied up sound, except for E. It comes out kind of a stinging zinger. And ooh is totally lost, etc. But your alterations are quite subtle. They're not a vast deviation from these vowel shapes that you're working on. But there are subtle changes. I heard, according to my information, that at the recording session last Thursday night, that Keith asked for a specific change on a word. And that all of you legalists balked at it and says, George will hate us for doing that. No. Keith is a proper conductor. He did exactly the right thing. In fact, he didn't tell me about the argument. As I was listening to the review, we came to that word, and the crescendo was exactly right. And he said, now that was musically quite good, and we went on. And then he told me later what happened. He said, I knew you'd say that. Because, he didn't say anything. But he knew where I would comment in the piece musically. Well, see, the truth is you do alter them. You really, really do. Things like this do happen. And I would never sing this the way I'm teaching you to sing it. If just I was singing it. Nor would I teach a professional choir to sing it that way. But in most cases, when you're working with a professional group, they know what alterations to make. Unless you're working with certain styles they're not familiar with, which a lot of times gospel is, a style that people aren't familiar with. But, I don't intend to sing every piece that we sing this strict and absurdly square. It won't be that way. But if you can't sing it this way, you'll never be consistent. So, it's like anything else you learn in life. You do particular things a particular way 1,001 times until you have that down. In gymnastics, you learn the basics until you get good enough that you can deviate from the basics and begin to develop a program that is unique and exciting. Positively will wow everybody else so you get the points. I mean, simple as that. But you can't do that. I get people coming to me wanting piano, used to, I don't teach anymore. Wanting piano, they want to play, I want to play this song. I was the same way when I was a kid. I want to play this piece of music. And the teacher would say, sure, give yourself 2 years. You've got to learn, if you don't know scales, you can't play piano. I don't want to play scales, I want to play music. You play scales. And you go through the building blocks, and that's what these vowel shapes are. So I'm giving you that hint so that you'll work harder at consistency now. Because a good group is a group that you can say, we're going to alter this and I want it sung like that or like this. And everybody sings it like that. Because everybody's singing every vowel exactly the same. My, I'm just 5 minutes behind in life today. The rapture happens today. I hope it doesn't because I'll be 5 minutes late. No, it won't happen today. Okay, now what I want you to do between now and Friday is, I bet you can't guess, practice this in front of a mirror and get these vowel shapes memorized. And say, another one? We ain't done yet. We still got I'm clean before my Lord, the mercy of the Lord. I got a whole stack here that we're going to go through the vowel shapes on until you get them clean.
Now, some of you know consonants, and I'm hearing some clear consonants, but the consonants will do us very little good if we're not sticking them to the right vowel shapes. So we're really nailing this down, and soon you will be tested on your consistency of vowel shapes. Again, well, this time it'll be a much more severe grading curve than it was last semester. If you were anywhere in the ballpark last semester, you came up pretty good, but this semester I'm going to be very particular. So I want you to know this one, know all the vowel shapes, so you can sing it clearly on all the vowel shapes, exactly right, practice in front of a mirror, try different things, get the sound out that I'm looking for. Keeping in mind proper tone production the whole time, that is, support, shape, tipping of the palate, etc. Shape of the mouth, energy here, right? So that's for next time. Now, watch yourself in the mirror and see if you're using energy here. You're just kind of singing. If you sing like you talk, you're not singing right. Okay, remember that maxim. If you sing like you talk, you're not singing right. Because it takes energy here to focus, and it will take energy here to get consonants out. And so watch yourself. See if it's coming out clear. And is there energy here? Or are you singing, I choose to believe. I choose to believe, nothing shall be impossible with God. So I choose to believe. There's no energy here. It's just lazy, just like I'd talk it. In fact, a little lazier than I'd talk it. But if you want to get more energy here, try this experiment. Try speaking the message dramatically. I mean, with ultra theatrics. Try that. Like, imagine yourself. You may, do this in private. How many have ever been to Ashland to the Shakespearean Festival? If you've ever had that marvelous disopportunity. Or have ever been out to the Opera House or the Playhouse or ever seen some real live theater? If you've ever seen some real live theater, you know how actors act. They act. Where do they act? And, just for a few moments, without getting demonized, I'm not suggesting falling into the power of acting demons or anything, but I'm suggesting some dramatics. We get into dramatics in banquet time, and we're not demonized by it. But, stand out there, in your living room all by yourself, and do this between now and Friday. If you can, you may have to go out in the woods. You may have to rent a youth store at locker or something, but, get out there and put yourself on stage. Or put yourself behind a pulpit. And this may be easier for some of you. One or the other may be easier. Whatever you relate to, and begin to pronounce it clearly. And to a vast throng of individuals with no microphone to assist you. But it's just your voice and a vast throng of people. And, imagine standing ovation and stuff. But, I choose to believe. Real dramatic and, throw yourself around a little bit and, get into it. You may say, this is silly. No, it's not. And then analyze, what has your face been doing during all that? See? No, that's why you do it by yourself. You can laugh at yourself later. Pray it's not videotaped. But, seriously, and you do this, and I'm asking you to do these things not because it's fun and games, but because it's going to teach you something if you will think. The best way to learn in life is to think. What is happening? Analyze. Like Don says, some people come out of here after 6 years, they don't know how to run a service. That's irresponsible. If you're watching a service, if you're in them, you should know how to run them. See? You should know what to do. The only way to learn it is to watch. We don't tell you how to do that. There's not a class in here. Pastoral orientation does not tell you how to run a service. One time we went through pastoral orientation, we did talk about, what do you do with the baptismal service? I didn't take notes. It wasn't anything new. I knew exactly what to do with the baptismal service. I watched. I observed. I used common sense, and I followed what I'd seen. It's very simple to do a baptismal service. Other people have questions. Well, what do you do? It's real simple what you do. And you get people wet, and you dry them off. It's real simple. But what I'm saying by that is this. As you dramatize this thing, you're going to notice that there is energy here. Your jaw is down. You are supporting. There are muscles involved. Feel what those muscles are, and if those same muscles aren't involved in singing, you're not anointed. Simple as that. Your assignment for next time. And you're dismissed. No, Ali was working on her CS